Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Good day, Tony.
Bruce is in the back again. Why?
What?
What's popping?
Get well soon, Nikki Skates.
What?
Foxy with the incredible transition in is also filling in for Mitt. Thank you, Foxy.
What? You're welcome, Tone.
Get well soon, Mitt.
Get well, Mitt.
Was that a what's popping, Bruce?
Yeah, what? Just trying it out. Just
didn't hear that.
That was fucking awesome.
Bruce is like basically any main character in a 1990s high school movie.
That's bullshit.
No, that's
Billingsley.
That's who you are, dude. Yeah, Billingsley. You are. You are. You're legend. Fucking adult. No, I'll figure it out. I'll think about it.
American Pie?
No, the one. The one with Affleck. What's Affleck's character? In
I'm not the
where he's fucking paddling kids, isn't he?
Oh.
And I think McConaughey's in it too. What's that one?
Yeah. Oh god.
The chat will tell me about that.
They know. They're going crazy.
It is Dazed and Confused.
Yep, that's it.
Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused.
What was his character's name?
Who?
Affleck.
Fuck, I don't know.
This is Hammer Down. We talk sports betting every day, 15-ish minutes after the Pat McAfee show. Tonight is Thursday Night Football.
Yep.
Foxy, do you have the boost?
Boost!
Ooh. Tonight's PMI's Let's Get Hot Super Flaming Boost.
Boost.
Mahomes to throw at least one touchdown in each half tonight against the Los Angeles Chargers. You heard it earlier today when Lombo was on the Pat McAfee show that they have not given up less than 21 points this year at any time.
We're due. We're due for a Chargers stinker.
The Chiefs are starting to become the Chiefs again.
The chefs.
They're playing defense. They're scoring more. Patrick Mahomes indoors in a battle. I bet you he's motivated tonight against one Justy Herbert because he's getting a lot of headlines. So the boost is a great boost. I recommend everyone to head to FanDuel Sportsbook right now, whether it's on your computer or app, and get that in.
Hammer it.
Even if you don't like the boost, it's still 50 cents better on what you'd be getting for this bet anywhere. It's just good value.
Good value.
Exactly right.
We love a good sale.
We preach. Yeah, you're right. We preach good value on this fucking show. If there's anything we do, it's preach good value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure you get that tonight. Let's just start there.
Yep.
Okay. We'll start with the game tonight. After everything I just said. Wow.
Is it still three?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Oh, you're able to access all the shit back here. Yeah,
Foxy's got it fucking dialed in.
Fucking. I don't know, man.
No, that's not what I'm doing here. That is not what I'm doing.
The kid, I mean,
kick a guy
for some reason,
down.
The kid thought I was going to fucking attack him on this show yesterday for getting the cove. I mean, we've all got it, pal. Don't you worry. You just get better. But I mean, Foxy's over here fucking.
Well, actually, no, this is my fault. I should be teaching Mitt this stuff so that he can do it on your show. No. So actually, this is on me.
We don't need to confuse him. Stick to what we know here.
You saw the graphic for tonight. I think it's going to be a good one. I do. The Chargers stink at stopping the run. Chiefs don't really run that much, though. The Chiefs, I don't know what their defense is. For the first half of the season, they were fucking terrible. For the last four or five, six maybe even.
Six, yeah.
They've been incredible. So I think at this point, you have to assume that team will show up. What are you thinking tonight, Paul?
What's that?
What are you thinking tonight, Paul?
I mean, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs 4-0 ATS last four. 4-0 ATS last four is a favorite. 22-10-1 ATS last 33 versus AFC West. Chargers 4-10 ATS last 14 as a home dog. Road team in this matchup 15-5-1 ATS last 21. And the Chiefs 7-1 ATS last 8 in LA. I mean, the Chiefs are rolling.
The
until
Chiefs
proven otherwise.
Are rolling.
I just don't. The Chargers don't do it for me.
Nope.
They really don't. And Like, even the Giants came back last week on them. Like, they just don't put teams away. Like, the Bengals came back on them. Like, they're just, I don't know.
I'd love to take the under here, but I can't.
There's a lot of trends that say take the
under. I know it does. Yeah. I just can't. Looking at the matchups, I can't do it.
52
and a half. That's a lot of freaking points.
It's a lot of points. Trust me, I'd love to do it. For some reason.
I worry about Chris Jones, though.
Yeah, of course.
He's basically them. I mean, who would have thought playing a guy in his actual position would have helped the defense? But he has been a vital part of that defense turning things around. And Sorensen realizing that he is actually on a football field.
Chiefs are actually better on the road, ATS. Yeah. Chargers are worse at home, ATS. Yeah. Man, I want to take the fucking Chargers, though. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know why. I just want to. Something in there. Something's telling me, Tony, take the fucking Chargers.
Is it because everyone's on the Chiefs, Tony?
Maybe. No, and they're, I don't even think they are that much. Well, yeah, either. They are. It's like the 70% of the bets are on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But 65% of the money's on the Chargers.
Yeah.
It might be because I don't think it even is because of that, Foxy. Mm. The Chiefs have just, I can't get the bad taste of out of my mouth after they didn't cover 15 in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
And I love Justin Herbert. Chargers plus the 3.
Wow. Let's go.
Well,
anyone in the back?
Yeah. I mean, Gumpy, you know that like the Chargers are kind of my favorite spot, like the dog against the trendy favorite. But the defense, when the Chiefs defense is playing this well, I think over the 6 straight wins, they're averaging like 10.8 points allowed or something.
11, yeah.
When the Honey Badger starts flying around, I think they're unfadeable. So for me, it's just Chiefs money line and Tyreek anytime touchdown. Mm. I think it's like plus 160.
Okay. Ooh, I like that.
Bruce, I was basically going to do the exact same bet.
Foxy, were you?
But with Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I don't think you can go wrong with either one of those.
I like the Kelce motivation strictly because Kittle's had been on fire the last few weeks, and they've always had this little who's the best tight end in the league rivalry between those two. And it has been them for the last few years. And Kittle has been on absolute fire. So Kelce may get hot tonight strictly for that reason. Tyreek Hill also hasn't really gone off in a couple of weeks.
What's Mahomes anytime?
Mahomes anytime. I believe he's...
I just saw it.
I think I'm going to sprinkle him first touchdown, too, by the way.
Ooh.
See, Mahomes anytime touchdown.
400?
Plus 320.
Well, it's only 320. Wow.
But we can't do that because we got a super boost and we need him to throw the ball.
True. You're right.
Because that one really crossed my mind. But Herbert is plus 470.
To run one in.
Yes.
I love those.
Those are the best.
I love those. Okay. So I'm going to sprinkle Herbert plus 2,600 first touchdown. Patrick Mahomes plus 1,800 first touchdown. And a little sprinkle. A little flyer. Primetime games. Remember last year, quarterbacks were scoring.
Yeah. Always. Always. So, it's always worth a sprinkle in the quarterbacks to score.
I'm fired up. This game should be awesome.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Rolling through. Do I have it here? It should be awesome, Foxy. It should. Lines that changed this morning already that I jumped on, and I don't know what to do with them at this point. I took the Jags as soon as the Urban Meyer news came out last night. I got it at 3. It's up to 5 right now.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm not laying 5 with that team. I don't care if Urban's there or not. We seen fucking what Bevel did with the Lions when he took over.
That's right.
That guy still stinks.
Foxy, were you saying that in a good way or?
Whoa, he won a game after Patricia, all right?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's a rule for me, interim coach game, especially after coach they hated game. It's an auto take the Jags.
Don't let Urban Meyer getting fired persuade you from what Dick Mills has been doing down in Houston.
This morning, I also got the Eagles at 6.5. It's at 9.5 now.
Sheesh.
I don't care who's out. I would never lay 9.5 with the Eagles.
They have 7 or 8 defensive starters out right now.
If Heineke's in, they got a chance.
But he's hurt as fuck.
He'll be fine. He'll duck his knee.
Which other one moved?
Yeah.
I think that was it as far as move. Or no, Pack moved the point.
Yeah, didn't the Browns swing?
I took the Pack minus 4.5 this morning. They're up to 5.5 against the Ravens. Lamar still hasn't practiced yet. Browns are still at plus one, which is similar. It was plus 1.5, I think, yesterday.
I thought they opened minus, but...
Oh, no. The Browns opened minus 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, I think it reopened minus 1 yesterday, though. And then it's the
true I saw it at plus 1.5 or whatever. So, yeah, that's where we're looking at NFL right now. you know, I got some good feedback on the College Bowl preview first half yesterday.
There you go.
We'll do that here in a little bit.
Oh, we're getting the rest of the games.
Yeah, 20 more.
These guys ones are better, though.
You guys fucking done, though.
Yeah, we'll get there. Hey, we'll get there, dude. Don't yell at him yet.
Your boy's done.
Who?
Kenneth Walker.
He's not playing.
What?
He's out. He's
going to the NFL. He opted out of the bowl game.
Oh, man. These bowl games fucking stink.
You guys are dead,
this
dude.
Is bullshit. I'm not even going to watch that game. No. I do not care at all about that game anymore.
You guys have no fucking chance.
I was supposed to curse Pitt. This was going to be my version of the Steelers on the university team, and now my fucking running back doesn't even want to play.
Here we go. And I'll also say for that game, I saw a quote earlier, and it was from... Narduzzi, Pitt's coach.
Formerly MSU's D coordinator, by the way.
Narduzzi on Kenny Pickett. If something were to happen to him, there's no one who would feel worse than me. It would bother me for the rest of my life. That doesn't sound like Kenny Pickett's going to play, does it?
Yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better.
He threw that game in the trash.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? We'll need to fix this.
We'll fucking get there. NBA hardwood tonight. How'd you do last night, Bruce?
I think that the favorites went 1-1, and the Pacers lost.
Okay.
And I think that those were my only three.
Do we know how Mitt did? I don't. He did send in his picks for today, though. So I'm going to roll through those. Foxy, congrats on the Lakers cover.
Thank you. Fucking you.
Lakers cover for you, too.
Yes.
Did LeBron triple-double or no?
No. Not even close.
Okay. That's all right.
Yep.
That was a flyer.
That was a flyer.
They just brought in Isaiah Thomas.
Did they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
10-day.
Good for him, dude.
I love Isaiah.
He's been grinding.
Man, he was so good that year with the Celtics. He can score.
Mitt likes the Pistons and Pacers under.
Okay.
The Nets are dogs. Is Harden still out? Is Harden out? KD out?
I believe Harden is out.
They're dogs against the Sixers.
Wow.
But he's taking them money line. Sure. He's also taking the over in that game. And he's on the Knicks minus the 5 against the Rockets.
All right.
You want anything
tonight? Yeah, I'm leaning the minus 9 with the Suns.
Okay.
They're getting Devin Booker back. Wizards are like probably one of my favorite fades in all of sports.
Okay.
Are any of those games on national TV?
Let me look here for you, Foxy. I like
Google doesn't tell you anymore. Normally, you just got to Google it. It'll say where the game is. It's not doing that anymore.
I go to...
I would assume Nets Sixers would be, and in
you
that
would think
case...
It's on NBA TV.
I'm staying away. TNF Super Boost. I'm staying away from NBA.
Tomorrow night, you got Golden State and Celtics and T-Wolves and Lakers.
Don't let the Celts get hot.
Is hockey being played still?
Oh, yeah. We got a nice slate tonight.
You like stuff on the
hockey. I mean, there's only one pick to make, and I think you know what it is.
Let me find it. Oh.
Yeah.
The Cougars?
Yeah. Plus money on the road. 5-0 under barbecue Bruce Boudreaux.
So, Foxy.
Yeah.
Bruce, for you that don't know, Vancouver was the worst team in the league.
Not the worst.
They were bad.
Pretty bad.
They were bad. They fired their coach. They bring in barbecue Bruce Boudreaux.
Yep.
5-0 since.
No way.
Yeah. Been on him every game. So we ride it again. Plus 104 at San Jose. Come on.
And do the boys love this guy? They're skating fast for him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had cement. They literally poured the cement out of their skates when they hired them.
All right, that's good. Yeah,
that's and they fucking replaced it with liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They are. The boys are flying around.
There's nothing better than a 10:37 puck drop.
Are you shitting?
Nothing
me?
Fucking gets me fired.
It's in San Jose.
Up. I love a late
Tuck
puck.
Tuck yourself in. I love with a
late
some
There's
penalties.
Nothing better than a fucking late
You're
night
a maniac.
Puck.
Oh,
he I is, know, dude.
It's the best.
He doesn't. He's up till fucking 2 a.m. watching NHL.
I can't even stay up for these
college
football
basketball.
Games.
And then
it'll catch up.
Up at
me.
The crack of dawn.
It'll catch up to me one day.
All right, so we're on the Cougars tonight.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Okay.
Everything else, yeah, Golden Knights. I'm not laying a puck line there. Red Wings at Carolina. Carolina's looked good. Oh, give me the Panthers money line at home against the Kings as well.
Is Bob in that?
He'd have to hope.
That's the only way.
Yeah. So I'll take those two.
Okay.
There's some good games though. Islanders, Bruins.
Are the Isles back?
I don't know. Blue Jackets, Oilers is locked right now.
You're out of the fucking circle because you didn't have fucking Rupper last night telling you what's going on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Out of the loop. I mean, the Canadian teams are gonna. They're already changed it to 50% capacity.
We're on our way back.
Golly.
I mean.
Speaking of,
but if this, I mean,
speaking of, footy's dead.
Yeah, that's not good.
Is there any picks to even make tomorrow?
There's no games tomorrow. Fucking two of the games I already bet are fucking canceled for Saturday. Fuck off. I mean,
fuck off.
Nothing worse than
canceling fucking college basketball games like this.
Nothing worse than handicapping a game and then it gets canceled.
I mean, especially with college basketball. Like,
all right, so no footy tomorrow.
No, there's nothing. I do have
college basketball's getting canceled, but do you have some of that?
I have three picks for tonight. It is a small slate.
Okay.
When I think I went 5-6 last night. The ones that I liked the least hit, obviously. I mean,
that's always
Nichols almost won outright.
Oh.
Wisconsin went on like a 16-0 run to win that game. Tonight, Chicago State getting 3 at IUPUI. IUPUI is 1-8. Chicago
State. Are you gonna go see it?
Yeah, I wish I could. You know, I really do.
What is?
I don't know.
By the way, before you continue,
go on.
I was told by many people it's Bellarmine.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Bellarmine. Even though it's spelled Bellarmine, it's Bellarmine.
Well, from now on, I'll just call them the Bees. How about that?
And I'm gonna keep calling them Bellarmine because that's how it's spelled.
I'll call them the Miners.
Yeah. Bellarmine Miners.
The B Miners.
Okay. So you're going Chicago State.
Chicago State getting 3 at IUPUI.
Uh-huh.
Taking UMBC money line at home against
the Retrievers.
UNC Greensboro.
I think they're the Retrievers.
Sure. And then Tennessee State money line at Charleston Southern.
Oh, okay.
Charleston kind of just Southern a battle of shitty teams tonight, and pick your poison. That's all
belt?
I got.
Is there a little Fun Belt action in there?
Sun Belt might be
Charleston
dead,
Southern,
dude.
Is there, are they in the Fun Belt?
We're in a bad spot here.
Okay.
We're fucking dying.
Let's see if there's any boost tonight before we go to the next 20 games of our. By the way, I so bull pools are due today.
Bull pools?
P-O-W-L. Nope. P-O-L-L-O-S.
Yep.
I was spelling bulls with a P. Where, you know, you have to put in all your bull picks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the pools, you have to put confidence numbers next to them. Tell you what, putting in confidence numbers next to your bull picks is a fucking disaster.
That is the battle. Like, that's the whole game, I feel like.
I mean, I started and I got to a game where, like, oh, this is a pick 'em. And I had it as my, like, second most confident pick. And then I had to go back and redo the entire thing. It's a disaster. You in any?
No, I'm not. I would love to. Maybe I'll try to get it going with the lads back east.
Okay.
Back east.
Well, by the way, there's also a boost. Chiefs and Chargers to each score 2+ touchdowns and 2+ field goals.
Yeah, but Chargers kicker's not very good, is he?
Who knows if there's going to be any field goals?
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from that. There's a 3x2 tonight, so mid will tell you to take that, Nets and Sixers. Okay. Let's continue on. Bruce, will you play the College Bowl preview music, please? College Bowl preview part 2.
Yeah.
What did we leave off with yesterday? Liberty Bowl. That was Mississippi State and Texas Tech. That was the revenge game for Mike Leach.
Yep.
Right?
For 100%.
Today we open up with the Holiday Bowl. NC State plays UCL. UCLA.
UCLA just got
UCF's
quarterback.
Got Gabe Davis.
He's an absolute gunslinger.
Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
He's a gunslinger.
He is.
So that means you lock in Bo Nix at UCF, right?
Bo Nix is going to play at UCF. Has to. Only makes sense.
I mean, that might be what brings the world back.
Yeah.
That's what the fucking Bo Nix joins Gussie one last time. One last ride.
Can't wait. Here's the numbers.
Do the right thing, Bo.
UCLA runs the ball, 23rd most in the country, number 17 in yards per rush. NC State has the 50th ranked rush D. NC State passes 13th most, number 52 in yards per pass. UCLA is number 39 in opponent yards per pass. I have UCLA as a slight advantage here, except for their 1-6 ATS versus teams with a winning record.
I worry about Pac-12 playing out of conference too.
Yeah, but I don't worry. I do normally.
Yeah.
I don't know if I worry about it against the ACC. ACC, and I had a note here.
Wolfpack's got some dogs.
Where's my ACC notes? ACC lost last 11 bowl games.
Wow.
I should have led that off yesterday.
It's a good one.
ACC's lost their last 11 bowl games. Jesus. I like, as you kind of knew yesterday, I kind of like teams that can run. You know, those teams travel.
I've liked UCLA all year. They've been very good.
I'm taking them as the dog in this.
Did anything come with Chip Kelly to Oregon?
No. He's fucking chilling at UCLA. So, deal with that, okay?
Okay.
You going to roll with the... with the Bruins on
me
on
that one? Yeah, I've been with them all year. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the protocols here.
Pretty good idea where you think I'm going to go on this one. The guaranteed rate bull. Okay?
Pardon?
The guaranteed rate bull.
Guaranteed rate?
You get a guaranteed rate.
You get a guaranteed rate. It's awesome.
Marty McGee, this one?
Minnesota.
Let's get fade.
Minus -4, I believe, versus West Virginia.
You
know where I'm going.
Boy, how many
this
fucking
team carried me all year long.
How many fucking snake oil posters you got up in your house?
I don't care, dude. They won all year long.
This guy stinks.
Give me the Gophers, baby.
Oh.
Minnesota runs the fourth most in the country. West Virginia has this number 61 rank.
Coach JB had some good insight on why WVU struggles. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember either. We're not going to.
What did he say?
Minnesota's D has a huge advantage against West Virginia. Oh, we don't. What? What?
Go on.
The snake oil salesman himself is 4-0 ATS in his last four bowl games.
Of course.
He also did this little move, okay,
where he stole the saying from his old school.
No,
takes it everywhere he goes.
It was his saying.
Doesn't come up with anything new. Yeah,
he did. There was a theft though. Minnesota's OC from 2017 to 2019. He went to WVU, was an offensive analyst for WVU for this entire year. Fleck just hired him. Come over to Minnesota.
Wow.
Because, hey, tell me everything you need. Need to know about this WVU team.
Genius. You got all your units in your pool on this one, huh?
This was a high confidence one.
Yeah, for me. That's what I'd say. So
I'd hate to see Minnesota lose.
Fuck you, dude.
I really would. I mean,
are you taking the Mountaineers?
Nah, I'm not touching that. Okay. Too much snake oil.
Here's one that you're definitely going to take. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl. It's in Fenway Park. Okay.
We're talking for wasabi and
wasabi,
Fenway?
Like,
wasabi, like the fucking wasabi.
Wasabi,
wow.
I'm not positive, Foxy. I don't know if it's, I think it might be wasabi cashews or something.
Oh, I was thinking like sushi.
Well, yeah, it is, but I think it's wasabi flavored.
Or they might have like sauces and bottles that they're trying to push onto people.
But Virginia is a 1-point favorite against SMU.
Yeah, one last time,
Bronco Mendenhall.
Get Virginia out of my face.
Out?
I can't stand that Virginia team.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. Bronco Mendenhall, Virginia's coach for a long, long time.
Yeah.
He's retiring after the game.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Should have retired before it.
That's all you need to know.
I mean, this is a play for your coach's last game. He has coached in 14 bowls. The SMU interim coach, because Sonny Dykes is going to TCU.
Sonny Dykes left.
And he's taking the OC, and SMU's top two wide receivers are out. I'll be taking Virginia. Let's play for your coach last game, Bull.
I know, but what Virginia's done this year.
Trust me, I know.
I can't do it.
And you know this. Both teams throw the shit out of the ball. Virginia's pass is the fourth most. They're 23 in yards per pass. SMU's 111 in passing defense. Virginia's 90th in passing defense. So
why is the spread
probably,
so low?
Probably though? A lot of points in this one. Because they're both just going to fucking throw the shit out of the ball.
But wouldn't it be... It feels kind of like a trap.
Why is that? Because it's...
You'd think if everyone knew.
The total is 71.
If they're mad at their coach and want to prove.
You know what I mean?
They're not mad. He just went to TCU.
Yeah, maybe they're a little fired up. Like, they might be. You don't think we're shit? It's just
SMU struggled a little bit down the stretch, too. So
hurt yourself thinking about that one.
this one stinks. This is the pinstripe bowl. We go from Fenway to Yankee Stadium. Virginia Tech and Maryland. I literally in my notes have fuck this game. But Maryland seems to be a little bit more motivated, so I'm going to go Maryland money line. Virginia Tech's head coach is gone, but apparently the rest of the staff is staying on through the bowl. Four starters have already opted out. More to come on the Virginia Tech side. At least with Maryland, they're keeping their coach, and I believe two of his little brothers coming back again next year.
He's coming back?
I think so.
He's not bad.
No.
He can sling it around.
So I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go with the quarterback and slight more motivation here.
They did bury Rutgers.
They did to get in.
Yeah. So I will, as my duty as a Rutgers man, I will have to take Maryland there.
Here's an interesting one. The Cheez-It Bowl, which is always a great bowl.
Hell yeah.
Foxy, you've been to the Cheez-It Bowl.
I went there with Pat a couple years ago. It was awesome.
Do you remember who was playing? Was it Cal and somebody?
Yeah,
was it the famous 3-0 Cheez-It Bowl?
No, it wasn't.
Wasn't it Gardner Minshew?
Yes, Washington State against Air Force, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's Iowa State versus Clemson. Iowa State's a 1-point favorite. Trust me,
you didn't bet.
This is one of the few that I didn't take a side. I took
the
under.
Don't you dare bet on Iowa State.
I took the under, dude.
State, they always will.
I fucking took it under, dude.
I would take
Clemson.
Dare
do it. I know how fucking bad Dabo and them boys are this year, but don't you do it.
I ain't doing it, dude. Wait till we hear the who are talking the Iowa game. No.
Oh, no.
You can't fade Iowa in that game.
Against who? Do you know they're playing?
Yeah.
Big Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the same team except for one has a better offense than the other. But go ahead. You taking anything in Clemson, Iowa State?
No.
Take Clemson. Have some pride in the program.
Both. Yeah, but are they going to get fired up after they go to the playoff every single year to play in the Cheez-It Bowl?
No, but, you know, 5-star on 3-star, how fired up are you going to have to be?
Okay.
Makes a good point.
I mean, the season, though.
It's dead, but I trust Dabo as a motivator.
They're not sticking with that. They're not sticking with their QB next year.
DJ Uiagalelei.
That guy's no.
I don't know, man. He was a.
You can't. Dabo can't do that.
5-star dude. He got paid $1 million by Dr. Pepper NIL.
Well, sheesh. Take
a lot of brands taking a bath.
That guy stinks, man. He was bad.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with this one. This is your favorite bowl game. The Alamo Bowl. Oklahoma.
Like you got a lot of favorite
Oklahoma games. Versus Oregon. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're getting to the bigger guys. I mean,
yeah.
Neither of these teams have a coach. Well, they do have a coach.
Oklahoma.
Now.
Oklahoma's quarterback's playing.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Fuck this Oregon team.
So, and then
fuck them.
What'd they do? What happened to them? They beat Ohio State and just
they got
ass.
Dog well, lost they lost to Utah 2 to 3 weeks by fucking Utah. They
lost to Utah twice.
The program got burned to the ground.
It was disgusting. It was an embarrassment to the Pac-12.
Yeah.
This was a coin flip game for me. Like, yes, better quarterback, Oklahoma. Bob Stoops, more. Maybe rah-rah. Let's
Oklahoma
get him up
might
and play.
Win by 3 touchdowns. This might be my favorite pick.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love Oklahoma here.
No ducks quacking in San Antonio.
Nah. Yeah.
They're dead.
Yeah.
Also, probably in the Alamo Bowl, it's probably going to be more of a...
kind of sucks because now...
Boomer Sooner.
Boomer crowd.
I kind of don't like Miami now.
Well, let's continue.
No, it's just because of Crystal Ball.
Yeah.
Because of what he did.
That one's an interesting one, too. This one, though, fucking good luck. I did have a note here. Apparently, the entire staff besides Cristobal is staying on for the bowl game before they go their ways.
Gotcha.
Oregon. Duke's Mayo Bowl. UNC is up to 9. I believe it opened at 5.
No way Hal's playing.
He is. He said he's playing.
That's fucking... That's why Detroit's going to draft him. He's got grit.
Obviously, yeah. I'm going to... I got to think of it at 7 or something like that, but I'll lay the 9 with UNC. South Carolina's offense fucking stinks.
Is Desmond Ridder in?
South Carolina?
Where'd he go?
He plays for Cincinnati.
No, not Ridder.
Rattler?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's not in yet.
Let him play, dude.
They should.
If fucking guys are opting out, let him opt in. Let him be. That would be fucking awesome.
South Carolina's leading rusher's out. Sam Howell's going to play.
I don't know, man.
Mack Brown has 22 bowl appearances to Shane Beamer's first appearance. Give me fucking Tar Heels, baby.
You fucking die with them.
Their offense, they're going to make plays.
They're fucking did us in so many times.
They're going to make plays.
All this fucking breaking down these games is just reminding me the pain of college football and what these teams
did. Yeah, that's why I said this. You love this one. Go ahead, bro.
UNC's fresh off the onside kick against NC State, so they just got kind of their throat tripped out, so they should be fucking
fine. Fucking a month later.
No, but I mean, last taste.
This one, and I don't know why the line... Yesterday it was at 4.5. Tennessee versus Purdue in the Music City Bowl.
Yeah.
It's basically a home game for Tennessee. It's in Nashville. Tennessee has the advantage on offense and defense when you look at the matchup stats. Purdue's top two players, David Bell and the D-end, who's also going to be a first-round pick. I can't remember his name. They're both going to the draft and won't play. Teupel's first season, he had the boys well over their win total for Tennessee this year. They got a lot of fucking good momentum. The Vols are a heavy pick for me. Okay.
I just feel like the games that I've seen Purdue win I felt like I was on acid watching them. If that happens again, I'm going to be so mad that I faded them that I have to be on Purdue.
Smacked Michigan State.
Yeah, Tony, when you brought this game up, I'm looking at it as we go, and I 1,000,000% thought you were hammering Purdue.
Nah.
And then you just laid all those stats out, and you completely flipped me.
Yeah, Kilroy's going nuts while the Boilermakers crank the Volunteers.
Doesn't mean it's going to be right. Here's the one we're talking about, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
That's the one.
Michigan State has an advantage on offense against Pitt's defense. As does Pitt's.
Their offense is
passing
hot.
Attack on Michigan State's passing defense, but if Pickett doesn't play.
I mean.
They lost Mark Whipple, the OC, for Pitt.
Michigan State's offense is nothing without fucking Kenneth Walker.
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's the fourth bowl appearance for Narduzzi, the first for Mel Tucker.
Yep.
This is a tough one. I think I'm going to go Michigan State moneyline.
Yeah. It just feels like everything's kind of going right, aside from that Ohio State game.
Big 10 versus ACC. Give me the Big 10 always.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take it, but God damn. What, you might get this at a plus number now that Kenneth Walker's out.
True. Let's see if it has
sit on that.
Changed.
Because it's still not announced that Pickett won't play.
Yeah, sit on that.
Michigan State's still -1.5. Hasn't moved.
Wait, it hasn't been announced?
Kenneth Walker's not worth officially, a fucking point?
They're just saying?
The way people are
talking. Kenneth Walker's not worth a point.
Dude, don't tell
That's
me.
That's crazy. He is kind of the same player as Corum and Haskins.
Combined, don't fucking talk to me about it, dude.
Two players combined, Bruce?
It's the same position.
Bruce, don't bring up
that. Don't go down this.
I think you got to watch Pickett's backups film a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, we do. We do.
You do.
The Las Vegas Bowl. Wisconsin is -7 versus Arizona State. No surprise here. Wisconsin's defense has an advantage. No surprise here. Arizona State's defense has an advantage against that Wisconsin offense. Arizona State's top two backs are out. Going to the NFL. Paul Chris is 6-1 ATS in bowl games.
What about fucking Herm?
Herm coming back. The boys are juiced. Arizona State's quarterback was apparently an early round NFL prospect before the season. Did not have a good season, so he's going to come back for next season, he just announced. I don't think Wisconsin should ever be 7-point favorites, so I'm going to take the 7 with Arizona State.
Fucking Hugh Jackson's on the sideline still.
Didn't Hugh just take a head coaching gig?
He was on.
He was
with Herm, right?
Herm.
So I will need to know if.
Because what's his name's down there too? Since he's.
That's who I'm thinking of. What the fuck's his name?
Who was the Bengals head coach?
Right now?
No, before Zach Taylor.
Oh, geez.
This is bad.
It's very bad.
He's a legend.
He was there for a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to.
Hugh?
Nope. It's not Zach Taylor. Marvin Lewis. Jesus
Christ. Oh, yeah. My God.
Marv's still there?
Let me look.
I mean, I don't see the combo of Marv and Herm.
Marv is still there.
Yeah, I don't see Marv and Herm losing.
Okay. So, you're going to maybe lean Arizona State?
Go too? Sun Devils, huh?
For the Pac-12. The Gator Bowl. This is an interesting one. Wake plus 7.5 versus Texas A&M. Texas A&M, two defensive stars are out for the NFL, and their running back Isaiah Spiller is out for the NFL. Texas A&M's DC was hired at Duke. Texas A&M, so they lost their quarterback in the second game of the year.
Yep.
And then that other dude was starting, the one who beat Bama. He's in the portal, so he's not there anymore. The one who got hurt in the second game of the year is still out with the injury, but he just started working his way back into practice. So they think there's maybe a chance he plays in the bowl game. But if not, they have to play their choice of two freshman walk-ons at quarterback for Texas A&M.
Give me Wake.
Yeah, I got Wake plus the 7 in the hook.
Fucking Wake got smacked by Pitt.
They did. They also got smacked by Clemson's defense, who Texas A&M's defense also very good, so it worries me. And also, Wake is number 110 on rushing defense. So if Texas A&M can run the ball, even though their running backs go in the NFL, Texas A&M has another fucking running back, you would think. But 7.5 is a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll take that. The Sun Bowl. Miami Hurricanes versus Wazoo. 2.5 is the number. 3 now.
Is the quarterback coming back?
For who?
Miami next year.
He was freshman?
No, the
guy. De'Aaron King?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I wouldn't want him back if I was Miami. The dude who came in played better than him.
Tyler Van Dyke?
Yes. So Manny Diaz was fired. Rhett Lashley, the OC, left for SMU.
Is Cristobal in control?
No, I don't think so. Wazoo's current staff. So obviously their head coach got fired in the middle of the season because he didn't get the vaccine.
Oh yeah.
The guy who was the interim coach, they promoted to head coach.
It was like 100 years ago.
Yeah. So he's going to be the head coach. The staff, he's going to have a little bit of a new staff, he said, but most of them are staying on through the bowl. So I'm going to take the consistency here with Wazoo.
All right.
You doing anything there?
No. You fill your boots on that
one, bro. Arizona Bowl. Boise's minus 7.5 versus CMU. I don't fucking care.
Chippewas?
Fire up Chips.
Yeah. Give me the fucking Maction plus the 7.5.
Hell yeah.
For no good reason.
Let's go Chips.
I got no good reason on this game.
Let's go Chips. Is it on? It's not in Boise.
I mean, why this game is being played on the 31st with the playoff games is absurd. So here we go. Bama, Cincy.
Let's go.
The line, where is it at?
14.
14.
And a half.
Two touchdowns, 14 points. Call me crazy. I think Cincy matches up well. I'm definitely taking them plus the 14. Whether I take them money line or not is the question.
Wow.
Sheesh.
Tony.
You really believe?
I'm a believer. They got the number 2 ranked pass defense. Now, obviously, they haven't played Bama.
Yeah.
Neither did Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me Cincy plus the 14.
All right.
Anyone else here? You going to wait?
I'm going to need some time. Okay. It's hard to go against Bama after watching what they did to Georgia.
Trust me, I know. That's why I think it might be an inflated line.
I would like to see Cincy. If Cincy puts up a fight, it'll be good for everybody.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm roll tide there, I think.
Okay. Georgia versus Michigan. Both of these games, both the playoff games, the defenses statistically have the advantage over the offenses, even in the Bama and Cincy one.
Yeah.
Michigan's 5-0 ATS their last five games. Harbaugh, however, four straight up and ATS bowl losses. I don't know if that – I mean, playoffs different than bowls.
Yeah.
I just think Michigan's hot, and it's a lot of points, even though I think Georgia's – very much worry about Georgia's run defense just fucking stopping Michigan and them not being able to do anything. But I'll take the 8.5, plus 8.5.
Me too.
I'll take Georgia.
Okay.
Michigan's, I'll take Georgia by 10 million points. Yeah. Michigan's, you can give any amount too. Of points. There's no chance that Michigan's winning this game. Michigan stinks. The Big Ten stinks unless you're Ohio State. I don't care if they beat Ohio State. Georgia, Alabama would dominate this Michigan team.
That's okay. Not what I heard.
Okay. Well, I mean, Georgia could shove it up their fucking throat.
Oh, I mean, of course. There's no way Georgia gets smacked twice in a row.
No, I don't think
so. I always feel like a favorite will cover and then a dog will cover.
Okay.
I just always do that.
Kentucky, Citrus Bowl, Kentucky's minus 2.5 versus Iowa. As I said, Kentucky's D should fucking dominate. Iowa's top running back has opted out. Kentucky's won three straight bowl games. Give me Kentucky.
Yeah.
I haven't bet on Iowa in the last half of the season. You know that.
All right, Iowa. You're taking one more time.
Ferentz is 11-6 ATS overall and 3 in a row for the Hawkeyes.
Kirk's dogs.
Yeah. Fiesta Bowl, Notre Dame and OK State. Notre Dame won and covered 7 straight to end the season. OK State's DC is leaving for Ohio State. Same.
OK State looked like shit.
Same position. Baylor. I think Notre Dame's going to be fucking fired up to play this game.
Well, they're playing for a coach who's not a complete asshole.
And OK State got tackled on the half-yard line.
I hope LSU absolutely stinks. Wait till we get there. I really do.
Wait till we get to that fucking
game. I really do. Brian Kelly is the biggest slapdick of all time.
So I'm going to go with the Irish here.
Yeah, 100%. Give me Notre Dame money line.
Speaking of, Ohio State's minus 6.5 versus Utah.
Yeah, that's way too light. Give me Ohio State, probably alternate line by 25.
See, I'm going to take Utah here. Utah's basically the same team as Michigan to me.
Pardon?
They're the same team as Michigan, but they can run the ball a little bit better.
You saying Utah's better than Michigan?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought that was what I heard.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
And here's my worry. Ohio State has a bunch of first-round prospects who are probably going to opt out. Utah is their first ever Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
So motivation wise, I'm going to take the Utes plus 6.5 here.
Stroud's in.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ohio State. And a very interesting one here. Baylor minus 1 versus Ole Miss. Baylor's quarterback situation is weird. That dude Mike, who you hate,
is
probably going to come back.
The starter?
Yeah.
Okay, so this bet depends on if the starter's in for Baylor, I would take Ole Miss. If the backup's in for Baylor, I would. Well, is Corral playing?
Does Corral say he's going to play?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to take the under in this one, 54.5.
Yeah, give me Ole Miss.
Yeah, I don't. And the last one, the last game of bowl season before the national championship, the Texas Bowl, LSU versus K-State. LSU had a similar situation to Texas A&M as far as quarterback.
But Big Brad Brad's up.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
Miles Brennan, who was the starter at the beginning of the year,
is in.
Entered the transfer portal. Today decided he's going back to LSU. So I don't know if he's going to play in the bowl game or not. If he doesn't.
Is Brian Kelly on the sidelines?
He'll be there.
Okay, give me the other team.
LSU has a true freshman starting quarterback that if he plays in the bowl game, would use up his red shirt. So if he doesn't, they're thinking they'll have to start a walk-on. So, I'll lean K-State in that one.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Everyone good on the Bulls?
What's up, boys?
Okay.
Good on the Bulls.
What's up, dude?
Hey, good bowl season, by the way.
Great bowl season.
Great bowl fucking season.
I'm
sorry, Connor. I'm so sorry. Tony, I meant to ask you at the end of this, what was your number one confident pick out of all those Bulls that you put on your sheet?
Great question. Hold on, I'll pull it up while Connor's doing his talk.
All right, I just placed my favorite bet of all time. Favorite bet of all time alert. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Mike Williams, all to have 100 yards receiving.
Okay.
plus 13,000.
Plus 13,000.
Yes, all that have 100 yards receiving. The number two corner for the Kansas City Chiefs is out, I believe. Yep. And then the Chiefs are just the Chiefs. So Kelce and Hill to have 100 yards, I love. It's $5 to win $683.
That's a good deal.
Hey,
my favorite bet of all time. I don't think I've ever looked at a bet and been like, wow, that is an absolute lock. The two touchdown parlay tonight is Tyreek Hill, two scores. And again, because the second wide receiver is out, Mike Williams, two touchdowns. I think it is a very safe play to also do Clyde Edwards-Helaire two touchdowns with Eckler. He had two last week, so it worries me, but fuck it. And Chris Jones being out makes me think that it's going to be a little easier to run.
Okay.
And then I also did a first half, second half, first half running backs, Eckler, Edwards-Helaire touchdown, second half Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen touchdown.
Okay,
that is plus 12,844. Do the math. $10 to win $1,200.
Okay,
And then this one's like the I should have bet on that, but I didn't. Parlay, yeah, kind of like the zzz, but you know I'm not doing any defensive touchdowns tonight just because of the fact.
Yeah, I think you're smart there.
Two good quarterbacks. The zzz today though is Hardman score, Herbert score, and Donald Parham score. He's the number two. Yeah, he's number two tight end. Yeah. He's like 6'8".
Yeah.
Maybe just a toss up.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, I feel good about the bets tonight, boys.
There you go.
Good luck, Connor.
It's a bad sign, but I feel good. Let's go. Hammer down.
Hi, baby.
The pool, Foxy, by the way, was a money line pool, so I didn't have to pick ATS.
Ah, I see.
But the most confident were Coastal, Liberty, Mississippi State, Minnesota, and those were my most confident money lines.
All right, I like it.
Fucking Everton just snagged the draw against Chelsea.
Okay, ooh. So you knew they would.
That's huge.
You knew they would.
That's huge. Liverpool could go.
So they haven't stopped playing, yeah?
No.
No, they're just canceling. They canceled Everton. Tottenham got canceled today, and two games got canceled for Saturday, and teams are pushing for. So this has been a controversy forever. Most leagues take Christmas break off. English Premier League plays like three games in a week instead. So for years, they've been pushing. So they're trying to just shut it down till the new year. But the cases in England are alarming. I think they broke their record yesterday.
Can't wait. Yeah. It's gonna happen everywhere around here.
If it's... whatever.
All right, good luck. Make sure you do the boost.
Boost.
It's great value. It's a great pick for tonight. That's at FanDuel app or on your computer. Good luck to everyone with everything. Tomorrow is Picks Friday. We'll just run through all the fucking picks.
Let's go.
For this weekend. Tomorrow also, bowl season starts noon o'clock Bahamas.
Let's tomorrow?
Noon?
Yo.
What's the game?
Noon o'clock Bahamas.
Trip down to the Bahamas.
No, middle Tennessee and Toledo.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Let's go. Let's get it started. Good luck to everyone and everything. We can't thank you guys enough. YouTube.com/HammerDown. At HammerDown on Twitter and Instagram. Good luck to everyone's families.
Good luck.
And
good
their
luck.
Picks.
Good luck to you as well.
You have to bet both games Saturday.
Both.
I feel like.
Deal.
You know, there's two games. You got to do it.
Under and Pats.
Under and Pats.
We got weather in Cleveland. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Go Ravens.